And as the sun comes up over the trees and slowly wakes up the land as the rays of sun touch it, and it signals at least that this place has survived another night, and it's the beginning of another day. So I'd like to just tell you what I think of the world we live in now. And this is just going to be my opinion only, my thoughts, which could be right or could be wrong. But here goes anyway. So mostly all countries on the planet have an army, don't they? And the purpose of that army is to deter invaders. And who are the main players in the world today? Well, there's America, at least hanging in there, just. China, Russia, Japan, to a point. Canada has gone, because it has a feminized leader that will appease any invaders. In other words, they're weak, and the other countries know it. The UK will talk big, but has really nothing to follow it up, and other countries know that. Australia will look after herself, like it always has done, although they have some feminist problems of their own. North Korea will talk big, but in reality it's not very strong at all. It talks big and threatens so that it gets concessions, basically money and goods, because the country itself isn't doing all that well. And we've all seen where third-wave feminism taken hold in the country has done nothing but weaken it. And America is the weakest it's ever been in my lifetime, and the other countries know it. I didn't mention Germany or Europe, because they're pretty well done themselves already. They're doing nothing but bickering amongst themselves. And you'll notice in the EU, there's a lot of femon heads bobbing around. And I didn't mention France either, because France is no more a major player. It has a weak leader itself. So it seems to me that anywhere that third-wave feminism has taken hold in any country has made it weak. But the worst country by far is the United States. Just take a look of all the major main players in the politics there. A lot of them are all femons. And although their feminism is more visible now, they're getting more brave. It has been going on in countries for many years before. The educational system is dominated by femons. And they haven't been teaching the usual reading, writing, and arithmetic. They have been indoctrinating our children for years. They've been empowering the femons and neutering the males. Third wave feminism has nothing to do with equality at all. And it's a real shame that America now is the laughing stock of the world. How can any country take America seriously when their president is in such a state? He's obviously not a very well man, and he's just a puppet for somebody else. And every country that embraces wokeness, which is a form of feminism anyway, always makes that country weak. Because not all countries are following the wokeness, and they are circling. Wokeness kind of reminds me of like the Star Trek Borg. You will be assimilated. And of course they are saying is the future is femon. We'll take a look around, guys. And this is just the beginning. Thank you for listening to my thoughts. And we may get lucky, you know. The sun may not come up tomorrow.
Tompkinson.
Sir.
Secure the perimeter. I'm going to take 40 wings.
Yes, sir.